Good morning. We're waking up to much cooler temperatures this morning across interior New York and New England, with many locations well down into the 40s early on, even some 30s across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England holding in the lower 50s. High pressure is building down from southern Canada behind a front that brought some showers and embedded thunderstorms to parts of the region yesterday. As that high settles in, we will enjoy mostly sunny skies and pleasantly cooler readings, slightly below average this afternoon, with highs mainly in the upper 60s across the higher terrain and lower to mid 70s in the valleys. That high will keep it dry tonight with partly cloudy skies. We'll see a southerly wind flow develop, and lows will drop into the 40s to around 50 once again. That south-southwesterly breeze will persist tomorrow as the backside of the high-pressure center builds in from the Atlantic. It'll be milder, though, with highs back into the middle and upper 70s. Clouds will begin to enter the picture out ahead of the next front on Tuesday night. Warmer air will continue to flow in on Wednesday, and the humidity will start to climb. Readings will surge into the mid-80s as that front approaches from the west. When it arrives during the mid-afternoon hours on Wednesday, we run the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Even cooler air behind this front for Thursday. It'll be mostly sunny, but highs will only manage to get into the lower to mid-70s during the day. At this point, we'll track the next wave of low pressure shearing off to our south. We'll see clouds building quickly on Thursday night, and Friday will only be partly sunny with a chance of showers, especially from I-90 south, and highs will be held into the 60s. The system should start to clear out for the weekend. We'll go for dry weather on Saturday near 70, and the warming trend continuing into the lower 70s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the highly amplified jet stream flow will start to break down as the deep closed low across the Great Basin lifts to the north into south-central Canada. As such, anomalously cold air across the northern Rockies will support another round of late-season snow from western Montana into northwest Wyoming. A strong surface cyclone will also migrate into south-central Canada as its warm front heads north across the Great Lakes. This will lead to high temperatures surging into the upper 80s and possibly some lower 90s by Tuesday over the central Great Lakes, but even upper 70s across far northern Minnesota and the UP of Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 27 degrees with a north wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 41, 74% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 11 at Flagstaff, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 78 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 65, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, still just 1.57 inches for the month, which is now 87 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 2.61 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 92, set in 1964, and the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m., sunset this evening 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, with highs in the mid-70s today, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also, for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit milder, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, warmer with more humidity Wednesday in the mid 80s with afternoon scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny and breezy Thursday, back to the lower to mid-70s. A chance of showers Friday, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Saturday. And mostly sunny, lower to mid-70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.